Good morning from Wollaston Baptist Church. My name's Dean. We give thanks for how God has led us during this time without a minister. And we are grateful for God's gracious provision in bringing to us Brian, who together with Sarah will give an online hello message from the manse this Sunday. Check it out if you've got time. Carrying on with the theme of giving thanks together, we now look at Psalm 105, verses 1 to 6. This psalm is connected to David, who is Israel's most famous and beloved king. David is the one who was said by God to be a man after his own heart. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we see a portion of this psalm read out before the Ark of the Covenant, after it was brought back to Jerusalem. It was about the time of this incident when David danced before the Lord, if you remember that. It actually reads that David personally committed these sung words to the Levites to be read out, and many accept that David could well have been the actual author as well. I say we can all do with hearing some reasons to celebrate in these times. So reading from the start of Psalm 105, let us hear those words from David again. Give praise to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing of him, sing his praises, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. The first two verses are all about what God has done. I love it that this psalm does not do things half-heartedly. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. You know, one of the reasons that psychiatrists say can deepen or even cause depression is keeping things wrapped up inside you. And this can include positive things as well. We have a God who wants us to confidently sing and express our praises, not to be oppressed by the world outside, even if it can be gloomy sometimes. I was watching this clip from the Blues Brothers that I think I may have shared before on another Sunday, where the two brothers go along to a Pentecostal church. That is after one of them has just been released from prison and discovers that the Christian orphanage that was so good to them as they grew up has been forced to close. It is amazing that I can get what I can get away with as a private tutor when I teach religious studies to students these days. Anyway, the main point is that one of these brothers gets inspired by God, and he looks like he's been filled with the Holy Spirit before joining in with exciting dancing and praising God, doing it big time. From then on, they were on a mission from God, and nothing was going to get in their way of sharing their message, which happens to be music, at a concert, and in the end, saving the Christian orphanage. God wants to liberate us this morning, especially in our witness for him. I truly believe God wants to awaken our appreciation of him. He wants to stir up our memories of God's love and faithfulness in our lives. That's what we just read in that psalm just now. He wants to reinvigorate our excitement to share his goodness with others. And as we allow him to do this work in us, he will bless us deeply. the middle verses focus on seeking and looking to God. That is so important to do. It is Jesus in the Gospels that tells us that those who seek, find, and those who ask, get. That is what God does. God gives, and he gives good things. Maybe that is why in verse 3 it says, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. If you want reasons to rejoice this morning, Psalm 105 says in the next verse, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. After reminding people to remember God's miracles and justice, it goes on in verse 6. And it goes on to remind us, God's people, just who we are in God. It reads this, you, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. This can apply to us today as well. Do you get it? We are God's servants. We are on a lifelong mission for God. Or put it another way, we are people with a purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do not listen to what some scientists say, that everything is driven ultimately by random chance. And by inference, has no meaning in itself. Oh dear me. It's no wonder that some non-believing scientists do not smile much. No. We are a people of purpose, with a purpose to proclaim to the world the wonders of our God and his plans in Jesus Christ to the world. Plans of mercy, plans of reconciliation, bringing together, bringing ourselves before God, bringing others before God, plans for healing, brokenness in this beautiful but broken world. We are descendants of Abraham, not by physical descent, but rather through being people who hold on to, experience, and share the real promises of God in Jesus Christ. Here is something else to say hallelujah to, if you haven't said that already this morning. If you are not so good at sport, you may have experienced when you were younger in the playground, on a school field, the pain and fear of being the last one picked to be in the team by opposing captains. It is not a case of being picked, but rather it's a case of being imposed on the other team, particularly if you are not very good at football like me. I was good at other sports, so I suppose it wasn't so bad for me. But I still knew that experience, particularly when it did come to football. But what a difference is seen here in the last few verses of our text today, or the last few words even. Can you remember the words from verse 6? He says chosen. God calls us his chosen ones. In the book of Ephesians, it says that we were chosen in Christ from before the world existed. And do not make light of that. You know the thing, well, God feels sorry for me. That's why he did it. That's why he does it. No. No. God knew. God knows what he's doing. God knew what he was doing when he chose you. He chose you for the good he saw, and importantly, the good that would come through Jesus Christ being in your life. The Bible tells us that God will sing one day over his people. That's in Zephaniah chapter 3. That's you. He loves you and values you both now and hey, get this. Maybe this is scope for another message in the future. For eternity. So today, let us with understanding and reason celebrate what God is doing in the world. In our church, praise God for Brian and Sarah. And in our individual lives too. The one who calls us is faithful and true. Just like when this psalm was first publicly read or sung out, when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into Jerusalem. God wants to bring more of his goodness into our lives too. Like with King David, God wants us to fully enter into the rhythm of God's purposes and know his blessings and then to share them with others. That is God's message to us today. Amen. Let us pray now, actually. Just a short prayer. Father, we thank you for your message. We thank you for the positive messages that we can find in your word. The stories that remind us of the love that God has for us in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the work that Jesus has done in each and every one of our lives. And Lord, I just pray this morning that if anybody is looking in and doesn't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Saviour, God's Messiah, then I just pray, Lord, you would open up the eyes of their heart, open up their minds to learn more of you, to receive you, and to truly find purpose and meaning and a reason to rejoice in their lives. And Lord, we also, this morning, we do pray a blessing on Brian and Sarah. We thank you for them, and we look forward to the induction on the 16th of May. So bless them, Lord, and keep them. And for everyone here who's watching this morning and who's listening and maybe joining in with prayers even now, oh Lord, bless us more with a knowledge of Jesus Christ more and more in our lives and for the rest of this day and onwards, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.